Before we begin, let it be known up front, these two dudes are talking about shit they know nothing about. Also, let it be known, they don't care. They're loud, crazy, over the top. And the other day, one of them squeaked out a fart live on the air. It happens, you know? This is Nothing Else Matters. These two fine gentlemen who've lived life to the fullest and seen all the ups and downs have a lot to say. And although it's a lot of fun, they have their own opinions that are real and raw. And whether there's 5 people listening or 50,000 people listening, you can always rest assured they're being themselves. Oh, and one more note. They like to smoke pot. But who the hell doesn't? You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's roll. They've got friends. They've got enemies. Which will you be today? Nothing Else Matters with your hosts, Matt Pierce and Matt Mondragon.
The whole time.
And then, yeah.
He was saving us.
Why have you put my new posters up? I'm trying to stay up with you in your background, man.
And I had never changed my background.
I know, but you got all the senoritas trying to love on you, so I'm trying to. Every day I'm going to change till I get some of that love. Way. How you been?
Not too bad, man. Just same old shit. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like I've been on a road trip. I had to take my son and drop him off at the airport yesterday. So we were like in our car for like 9 hours.
Holy hell, that long?
Well, we stopped in Akron to see my mom. Like, we made some stops, so we stopped for dinner. Oh. But we left here at noon and didn't get home till almost 9 o'clock last night. Or like 8.
Dang.
And then I was sick as fuck by the time we got home. Yeah.
What is the time distance?
2 hours for me to you. It's 9:30.
Holy shit, I didn't even know that.
We all like Southwest, though, because they give us an extra seat. And so we don't have a good airport around here. We have Dayton Airport, but it's terrible. It's tiny and
it's only for skinny people.
Run down. Yeah, only for skinny people.
Southwest doesn't fly out here either, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. So we have to drive at least 2 hours to get Southwest. Cleveland was the cheapest this time.
Yeah. It's a fun little field trip. Ate at this place called Muya's. Had the worst shakes possibly ever.
I have Muya's out here. I didn't know that was a chain.
Yeah. We have them out here.
A burger place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Muya's.
Yeah, that's shakes. Wild. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought that like a smash burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, well, that's it. I didn't know those were franchises. I thought this was just some local shit. I had no idea. That's what I was going to say. You talked about it. I'm like, yeah, it's great. But I honestly never had shit there. There isn't shit, bro.
Trevor got one and it was like milky. It wasn't even like, you know, like thick. Like, I want to work like, I want to almost feel like I'm trying to like bring a nut up through my throat.
That's what I was going to say. Trying to work on your skills, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I gotta work on that oil stuff. Time to become a professional. It's so hard to get that ice cream out of there.
I could teach you some things.
Oh, yes, you could. Yes, you could. I'm gonna tell you, Kim knows how to get them. I'm just saying, you brought it to the table. You think I wasn't gonna expand?
I was gonna say.
I'm just saying, we're talking about your milkshake being this A+. I think I'm gonna get murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, plenty of time. Made her watch that whole thing, huh? Or listen to it?
We watched the whole TH Joe Rogan Experience Part 2.
It was awful.
Yeah, Tim hated it.
It was awful. It was like 4 fucking hours of like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but I got my little list of things I took from it, I guess. I don't know.
I had no clue what they were saying 90% of the time. But here's what I didn't like. I thought that Weinstein guy was actually somewhat cool. But also, like, I thought he talked down in TH quite a bit.
100%. I think he was trying to prove a point, though. I mean, that's where I come from at all. Is man, that science community seems like a pretty fucking cutthroat community that I don't even want to be a part of it at this point. Just sounds like a bunch of people that fucking out for themselves.
Yeah, and like, I didn't like, the one thing I didn't like how Weinstein was saying, I'm not saying he didn't have some points, but what I didn't like what he was saying was he kept talking about how, like, Gates was trying to teach him stuff. Well,
yeah.
First off, he's TH, that's what he's here to do, he's here to teach us.
Yeah. He's here to change your life.
Yeah. Life and guide us in the ways that we need to be so we can be pure and get to where we need to be.
And if that podcast is any indication, it might be that we're worshiping him for building the best drone.
A really great drone idea. But like they talked down it, like Weinstein talked down him the whole time. What did you get from it?
I mean, mainly that, but you know what? The other part of that really intrigued me. Did you catch the part where he was talking about Ghislaine Maxwell's dad?
Vaguely. I don't know much about him.
He didn't really touch on it that much, but he brought it up and he said that her dad, like, she was the reason why the science thing doesn't make any more money. Because like whatever, I mean, he made it pretty much so they're all cutthroat at this point. Like whatever he did, he was vague about it. Should probably delve into some research into that. Either way, even the mention of that name and then somebody, you know, her, somebody associated with her being over a whole, you know, industry or community, whatever you want to call it, that's fucking alarming, dude.
Well, there is that. I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Ghislaine Maxwell is?
No, I'm dumb, so.
She was Harvey Weinstein, or Harvey...
Oh, was he the girl?
Yep. Yeah, not Weinstein. What was his name?
Yeah, the guy who didn't hang himself.
Epstein. Yeah, she was his main handler. She's like fucking, she's in prison right now. It's just, when she gets out, she got like 30 years or something. She's gonna be rich as fuck. She already is.
Yes.
But yeah, dude, that's some. Go ahead.
I didn't realize that was who that was.
Really?
And she's over the whole science, like money and science situation.
He said that her dad was. So this had to be back then. But he said whatever he did changed the whole science industry, essentially.
Yeah, now they're all like basically just trying to F anything new is kind of what I got out of that.
Yep. Yeah, if anything, that was the thing, is he was being pretty mean to him and whatever. I mean, I mean, whatever, you know, talking down to him and kind of, you know, demeaning him, I felt like. But yeah. I felt like he was doing it like to benefit him. Like he was trying to tell him like, hey, this is how you're supposed to talk to us so that people will help you. Because if you come to us trying to teach us something, we're just going to think you're full because you don't know, you know. X, Y, and Z, you know, these guys are actually specialists in their field, so they can call him out on what he's wrong on, but he still gave him his props. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I did
appreciate that he did give him some props and say that he was onto some things like the linchpin idea, how that could be something pretty big. But yeah, I think that's what drove me nuts the whole time with that. I don't think they really talk that much.
Well, that too, and then even Rogan and him were picking on him every time he would go and get something to show him something. Ooh, we got dead air. Do you know how a podcast works? Yeah, you guys are fucking, Rogan, you're a professional fucking podcaster. Feel the dead air. What the fuck are we doing?
Figure it out. Fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, that was
your show, dude. Keep it moving.
Yeah, like, that's crazy to me. That was getting very annoying. Like, what are we doing? Like,
see, and you that's don't what agree I with
thought. Him, you think he's a fool, but. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I thought when they got to like 3 and 4 hours, because I was like, Joe could have got better control of that. And I thought it just went on and on and on. And there was, it was so nonsensical for so much of it.
Yeah, there was a lot that were not very much layman's terms for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Joe could have done better just kind of keeping everybody like focused. And I think he let Weinstein really shit on TH. More than he should have. Like, I get where Weinstein's coming from. I guess if I was in the field for like, you know, 40-50 years and somebody was trying to come basically saying like we're doing it all wrong, I'd probably be a little upset too.
Yeah,
but you don't gotta be a complete ass for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. But they did give a great analogy, you know, like he's sitting there talking using terms incorrectly and stuff, and the analogy was like if he was commentating a fight with Rogan and just calling every move different. And he ain't respect him. Like, what the fuck, dude? You don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, so I get that. That was a great analogy, like, for us dumbasses.
But in the same breath, he even said, like, he just does, he knows that he doesn't know the nomenclature. But, like, he also said he's not dumb. Like, TH isn't dumb, obviously. Like, I mean, he wouldn't be our leader if he was. You know, we don't follow idiots around here.
Of course, you know, an angel showed him everything, so.
Yeah, twice. once when he was coming out the womb, and then second time, right when he was getting in all that trouble for the whores and the crack.
Yeah.
The angel came back and said, whoa, you're about to lose this acting thing. You need to go change the world with lunch fins. So when you're done with that stripper, here's what I need you to do.
Oh.
They were very nice angels.
Very patient. Patience is a virtue.
Well, they just understood how important TH was. That's all.
Makes sense.
Dude,
I'm still on it. Like, I still think he's...
Yeah, he's still on something the other way.
I think Weinstein is like a lot of other people are afraid that what if he is right?
Yeah. Lots of... I think he's almost positioning himself just in case he is. I mean, he said he was going to help him and stuff. I mean, in some regard, anyways. But even that, when they were talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson, too, and pretty much just shit all over him, you know, told him that he was going to bring him on his podcast, get a beer and all this shit, gave him all that shit, and then just releases the fucking YouTube video. Ah, that's dirty, dude. I don't agree with that.
No, I 100% agree. I thought old Neil deGrasse handled it real shitty. And then, the same thing. This was my whole problem with this Weinstein, or whatever, that was his name, right? Weinstein. He, like, every time TH would say anything about one of these guys, like, you know, what's his face? Sorry, my brain's fogging here. And we were just talking about the science guy.
Weinstein?
No, they're the black dude.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, on the grassy. Anytime old Weinstein get all defensive for him. Like, oh, that's my friend. That's my colleague. We're going to watch what we say.
But then did you call the part where he was like, I'm going to, you know, choose my words carefully here. But in other words, he pretty much said that he was pretty much a piece of shit for telling him he should get a peer review.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up. Like, he's dirty to, at least to TH, which means he's dirty to me.
Yeah. And the thing is, he basically said he's never going to actually get a peer review.
You know, they'd laugh at him. He said the minute that his email doesn't have EDU at the end of it, they'll just disregard him altogether.
That's why he just needs to sign up to SLCC, get himself a little EDU address.
Yeah, boy. Sure, not me, man. TTC, come on, full technical call.
Dude, that's still how I get my deal. Get my deal on my Sunday ticket.
Hell yeah.
SLCC.edu email. Gee, that's golden. That's the golden ticket, buddy.
I got the golden. Didn't put that out there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
If you have a college email address, you get it for like half off. It might even be less than that. I pay for it. I pay next to nothing for it every year.
So then how do they know? Like, don't you have to have access to that email?
I do have access for everything.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Fuck, I wonder if I still have mine and never realized it. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, I bet you do. I don't know how it works at Old Tool Technical School.
Yeah.
We have access to that forever. I could still get on there and have them yell at me about a parking ticket I think I own.
Do you remember when you were DJing for them?
SLZC. Oh, my DJ.
Nice to tell you that.
I got in a lot of trouble for that.
I know. Dude, I had no idea. I had just seen this band, and they were, like, good, but they were, like, you know, they're not known. So I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I can get him a bump. Like, I just hung out with them and stuff.
I kicked out of the radio program for that little mess up.
Well, that's just
a little raw responsibility I had to take for that day. I forgot all about that. See, run that up. The favorite part about going back to school was that radio class, man. That thing was fun as hell.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm jealous.
That and calling some of the basketball games was fun.
Hell yeah.
I like doing that. I wish I could have done that more. And I wish, like, they had a football team.
Why didn't you head in that direction, dude? That means 0 to 10. So you love sports so much and didn't go somewhat.
I don't know. I just, the unknown. I feel like it's the unknown, like, jobs like that. I was old as fuck. And then starting from, like, the ground up at a job like that at my age doesn't seem sensible. Like, I don't want to take care of my family.
Yeah. I mean, I get that for sure. I mean, yeah, that's why I'm still doing this bullshit jobs. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, it's not even really about the. I mean, it is risk, but like, I need to be able to make money to just survive. And most of those jobs, they don't pay you shit at first. So, yeah.
But then part of me is like, fortune favors the bold. Maybe it's time to like chase a dream and maybe being happy at my job.
Yep, exactly, dude. Believe me. Yep.
I'm feeling the same way.
Yeah, and see, Kim's feeling the same way. And I don't know, like, anyway, the pleasant started to like squeak out. Like, my friend Kevin texted me today, like, everything okay? And he's like, man, he's like, you kind of were like a couple of times Saturday because we went down to his wife, celebrate his wife's birthday. And he hit me up today and he's like, oh, a couple of times Saturday. Looked like you were like zoning out and kind of really depressed. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. I know, like, shit. And I'm really not like terrible. It's just, you know, a lot of shit going on.
Yep.
No, but I've been telling you that since you got home.
You have. You
really have been like kind of down and mopey and just really sad.
Yeah, I don't mean to be, though.
I don't know.
You'll get better gear someday, dude.
That's what it is. It's just fucking Gears of War. That shit does depress me. I was going there and get murdered constantly. But the guys.
I see you play. I know why you would be depressed.
Getting murdered over and over again. I love you so much. You're so much.
I don't want to hear shit. Because if you have any poker available to you at all, you're already winning in my book. Yes.
Man, if everything goes, I'm going to be running a Friday game every week.
Yeah, dude, that's cool.
We just got, I sent out a thing on Facebook what's it called? Neighborhood?
Nextdoor.
Nextdoor. It's like an app. And finally got a couple people hitting me up about wanting to play on Fridays. So if I get a couple more, I'll start hosting these smaller games until like I'm rolling something nice every Friday. Then I have my Saturday game. I'll poker all weekend.
Are you asking these people if they know people?
Yeah, no, I haven't thought of that part. I should ask them.
You should.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Half the time when they text me is when I'm pretty high.
Honey, you're kind of always high.
My mind's not, you know, working at full 100% efficiency at those times. Yeah, exactly. It's not
focusing on my lunch pails.
I'm trying to figure out TH studies. Yeah. Here's the thing. I've watched porn up for hours, and I still can't get what he got to with those curves. I'll keep watching. Like, you know what, taste it. I can figure something out here.
Yeah, just keep following the regimen.
You know what? It's all about repetition. It's sticking to it. You know. Because it's when you go away from it, that's when you miss out on those opportunities. Did I tell you about this fucked up thing that Kim sent me about this cop the other day? No. Let me ask you a question. So, like, when people leave their dogs in the car, right? And the dogs die.
Yeah.
Cop, right? Well, go to jail, right? Go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because and then they get all the shit.
Animal cruelty, I guess.
Yeah, at least get charged. Yeah,
they get animal cruelty. But this dude, his canine, like, isn't that supposed to be their life? Like, canine,
dude,
like, they're connected, they're bonded.
Yep, they are, dude. We had him in the prison. And the guys there, I mean, yeah, their dog was their life. Like, it was like they're nearly inseparable. So, but they go on with them everything. At least there, I mean, I imagine most police forces are close to that. Maybe not though. But yeah. Well,
this guy leaves his canine in the car. It dies, which I still blows me a fucking away. Right?
Yeah.
And if any of us did that, we're definitely going to jail. But then they're like, it was an accident. No harm, no foul. No.
Yeah,
if
that's
I put that K9 in a fucking car, I'd have been a cop killer. Well, so how's that guy not a cop killer?
Yeah,
that is a very good point. I didn't even think about that.
Someone explain to me how that guy is not a cop killer, please. Anybody well, out there.
Do you think they buried the dog's body behind the prison?
Yeah, he's probably down here from Missouri.
Yeah.
On one of those popper bays, so no one ever fucking finds him.
That's fucking crazy. No. And also, this is, yeah, dude. Why? How is it not the same? It should be.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, it's all that thin blue line protecting each other. People wonder why I always like dislike cops before I like them. It's because of shit like this.
Yep, they're calling it an accident. And he doesn't get in trouble.
Wow.
If it was, like you said, if it was anybody else.
Yeah, if that was me, like we took Maisie to Home Depot, I literally would be in jail right now.
If we ran into a gas station to go to the bathroom, a son Karen would call the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Very much a double.
And there'd be 30 people around our car, us, like busting out the window, calling the cops, and be a whole fucking, this guy doesn't, like, it's an accident, we're going to give him another canine puppy to fuck with.
Yeah, that's I wonder if that, if they even disciplined them at all, do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, how could you fucking trust them with another dog? That'd be crazy.
Another dog, dude. It just should never happen. I don't understand it. I saw that video you sent me, by the way.
What's
that guy fucking going around beating up pedos?
Yeah, dude, there's two. I don't know how many there are. Yeah, dude, they don't, I don't even think they even call the cops. Unless they, like, there's a reason to. But yeah, dude, they just smack them, smack the fuck out of them, make them say that they're pedophiles, and then smack them.
So what I've got on my feed, like, I don't get that violent ones. I just get the ones where they're, like, they find the guys, and they make them, like, call their wives. Well, yeah. That guy caught for his mom, that was weird.
Really?
Pat called his mom and asked him to come up to his apartment to talk to the bad men that were confronting him about him texting a 12-year-old.
That's like a whole new level of weird sexual creepiness. Yeah. Like, mommy, I need to talk to you about my desire to sleep with 12-year-olds.
That's fucking
crazy. Yeah.
For real, dude. Yeah, that's what most of them are, too. It's just that it's creepy fucks, man.
It kind of reminds
me.
Sorry.
That's nuts. They just busted a couple trying to pick up, like, a 13-year-old girl. It's fucking... Ugh. That's evil people, man.
Yeah.
It's one thing, but fucking, that's evil.
Jeez.
Like, I don't even know. I mean, did those people get hurt, like, touched? Is that what it has to be? Or, like, how do you get that in your life?
That's what they say. That's what one of them even said, actually. Yeah, I looked, so wonderful. What happened to me? And everything is just fucking smacking, because they don't... And more power to them, dude. A lot of these now, too, they're not even, like, getting charged with anything. I think that's why these kids are just saying fuck it and just beating the fuck out of them.
Because
most of the time, those pedophile hunters, they give whatever evidence they have to the cops, and they don't even get charged anyways. Because whatever reason, whether they were, they shouldn't have lured them there for that, or whatever it was, a lot of those, they don't even get fucking charged. So, I'm all for them just smacking the fuck out of them. Like, although one of them did just get shot.
Yeah,
I did see that. At, like, a target or something.
Yeah.
Did you see his name?
I didn't.
Bupak Shakur. Not also
that's not really his name.
It really is. Let me show you.
Bupak Shakur. No one's mom names him that, right?
No, well, that's what he calls himself. So his real name.
It really is fucking Steve. Like, it has
like Robert Lee or something. Yeah, Robert Wayne Lee. He was 40 years old.
Jeez.
That's his picture. He calls himself Bupak Shakur. And he was confronting an 18-year-old at the time.
I don't see what finished that with.
Oh. How weird. It says I'm...
I was saying, cheering. I see it.
Yeah, oh, I must see just it. Be me.
Yeah, I thought it was last time, too. That sucks, because yeah. Then I could see it, or you could, and I couldn't.
How weird. No, I wonder if it's because we're sharing a mic.
It should be.
Okay. I don't know.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm about to we'll have to figure out.
The restless.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can keep sharing a lot.
Oh, it works eventually.
Yeah.
I wonder if I do this, what's this? I got all kinds of powers.
Did you see that other video I'd say about the all of Caitlin Clark's teammates just purposely fucking not catching passes?
Yeah. Like, does the whole league really hate her that bad?
I think so, I get it. Although when you watch them all, you're kind of like, gotta watch them. Oh yeah, don't forget that they're also, it's the WNBA, so they can't even make a fucking money at most of the time.
Matt, wait, I'm are you?
Look at the scores of those games. It's like 40 to fucking 44. Most of those games. They ain't scoring buckets.
When I asked you right here in front of my wife, it's female.
Yeah.
Are you saying that women aren't as good at basketball as men? I just want
to saw when I was 12 years old, that's what it looked like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not hating. I want the WNBA to do good. I'm just being real here. I mean, they're a pretty tough watch.
I can't watch it. All I do think is watch Caitlin Clark like highlights.
Wild. Yeah, that's essentially it.
All I watch for get elbowed in the face. That's pretty much it.
It's sad.
See, the Celtics are going up for sale, though.
For sale?
Yeah.
Really?
Just after they
just for a championship?
Hey, dude, sell high, buddy. What better time to sell?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Highest team in the league. You got all your stars re-signed. They just signed Tatum like $300 million.
That's fucking nuts, dude. That's insane.
Gosh. Imagine what a guy like Shaq would have made it in this era of heydays.
Yeah, for real. For real. Because, yeah, there really isn't no one like him right now.
Yeah.
There you go. You're playing with something.
No.
Yeah, and I can see it, too. Look at that.
RBC. 150 years.
Sorry.
Cheap asses.
Fucking commercials. This is what's wrong with America. What do you got there, baby?
Well, I had something and then it went away. I lost it.
Antibiotics worked.
Yes.
Thank God. You're getting lucky tonight.
Getting lucky tonight. The fire's gone.
I'll try to pull it back out. Oh, you're good.
I love it. You know, like, things to get excited about. I mean, what were we just talking about? What Shaq would make. But let's go back to that.
Yeah.
I just had something I wanted to ask you guys. Well, I know Kim asked, dude, have you ever fucked with a bidet?
Nope, never.
Let me tell you, we got one. And there's just no greater feeling in the entire world. Like, you gotta be careful. Because you could kind of get to like it a little too much. Yeah, exactly. Like,
I get a little jealous.
Kim has been known to like, why are you been on the toilet for 37 minutes, Matt?
You're just sitting there edging.
Yeah, he's done that. Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Hey, I mean, it feels right. It feels right, you know? Listen, they didn't get
multiple power streams for nothing, okay? That's all I'm saying.
That's really what I meant.
If it wasn't supposed to be meant used for fun, they would have gave it one power stream. Not, oh, hey, let's go to three different levels.
Yeah, you know, that's what they say about vibrators.
One, two, and then your eyes cross.
Exactly. You get it. You sure you haven't used one before? Because it sounds like you know exactly.
I think that's just not.
And not only that, but you know how much money it saves you every year? You no longer need toilet paper.
That's a good.
It is the greatest, like, I think it was like $74. It was the greatest $74 attachment I've ever purchased in my entire life.
I've always, like, thought about it. I had all these terrible on the fucking podcasts and shit all the time. People are always like, I don't remember which one. They used to always talk about all the podcasts I listened to.
That's it. Yeah, dude. That thing was it street level settings? Like you said, low, medium, and cross-eyed.
Yeah, that thing will wake you up in the morning if you're not careful.
Yeah, dude, I almost broke my window with it. I actually turned it on one time without sitting on it. I was just wanting to see what it would do. I thought I was gonna bust the fucking bathroom window right out of the wall. Because you feel it on your ass when you're using it, and it's pretty aggressive. Like, sometimes I think like they really need to dial it back even a little bit. But so one day I was like, well, I wonder how hard this thing does shoot out. I wanted to see like how far it would shoot. And dude, I'm not gonna lie, so I stood to the side and I turned it on to cross-eyed. It shot, dude, and I'm telling you, I thought I was going to take that window right out of the bat.
I thought it was too. One, a gorgeous cutting board.
Nice.
We went to Bert last week.
Matt tried to adopt another dog.
Yeah, with him, dude.
It was just him and that, the guy Shane told you Torres about. Shane Torres, yeah, who was hilarious. He opened up.
Dude.
He did about 25 minutes. And he was really funny. I think I texted you, asked you about him, because I know you like kind of do more comedy than I do. Like, I like comedy a lot, but I feel like you go deeper than I do on it.
Oh, well, I do. I'm a nerd for this point.
And so I didn't know who he was, but I mean, we really enjoyed him. Kim seemed to like him, too.
Yeah.
That was his newest special, Blue Like Mexican. That's why I text you that. He's very good at that out. He's pretty funny.
And yeah, I would definitely go watch that special. And that's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah. But, yeah, he's funny.
And then Bert came out, but when Bert came out, I said right off the bat, he was fucked up. So he had been in Nashville earlier in the day doing Busting with the Boys, good Olympics. So he was fucking toast, and he basically said, like, he's just working and fighting up to get his next special ready. And so he was there for about, I mean, it seemed like almost 2 hours he did.
Damn.
Wow. But it was mostly just bullshit and went to cloud.
Yeah, 2 hours for the whole show. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was about an hour and a half. It was good. It was fun. He was funny as fuck. And he kept yelling back to Leanne, like, talking about, Leanne, we should put this here. Or, like, hey, this joke should be here. And he was fucking hilarious. Talking about how she was on how she's on testosterone now. And how she, like, basically wants to fuck all the time.
Brought her out on stage.
Brought her out on stage,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very intimate setting, because it's a very small venue.
Yeah, that venue probably only holds 500 people.
No, more than that.
You think?
I'd say, like, 2,000 to 3,000, maybe.
Yeah, okay, 2,000 to 3,000.
You guys doing anything less than, like, stadiums or actual big theaters.
Yeah, I don't know what got him to all places, Lima, Ohio. Like, I don't understand how lucky. It was awesome because it was 5 minutes from my house.
Cool. Hell yeah.
But it was awesome. We went downtown early. The only thing I saw was my son was supposed to be my designated driver.
He didn't go or what?
He didn't stay sober.
Yeah, he just left me. So we had to find our Uber. And the place, dude, it's so hard to find an Uber here. And they're always the most ghetto Ubers.
That sucks. Now, that's how it was in Arizona, though, too. At least where I was at, that wasn't even really a thing. Out here, though, that's everywhere. You can get anywhere.
Like, I think after the show, I think we got picked up by, like, somebody driving, like, a 1987 fucking Buick Riviera. Again, it was bad.
I think it was just some high kid driving his grandma's car.
Yeah.
And we just like slipped him some money and we just called it good.
Yeah, I don't even know if he was officially an Uber. It was bad. I mean, we've had this before. We went like I don't like to medicate and drive. So I go to poker a lot of times. I do an Uber. And this last time we did got an Uber, same thing. It was this crappy old car, but and there was two people in the car. So like I thought I was gonna get mugged the whole way home.
Yeah, for real.
It happened to be the same day that I went took like $40 and won $650. And the whole way home,
insane.
The guy in the passenger seat will not shut up at all. And I am like high as I can imagine being. So the last thing I want to do is have to interact with this guy because I'm not built for it.
Yeah.
And all I could think of was like, they're going to fucking mug me and take all my money. Because the girl's being real weird behind the wheel, dude. Like, she's not toddler. Mm-hmm. She's like just like the getaway driver, right?
And yeah. At this point, we're pretty sure she's been kidnapped.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, she's been kidnapped. And we're just driving. She's just driving around a place to dump her body. And he's just talking to keep us, like, not to pay attention that she's looking for a drop spot. Yeah. It was the sketchiest shit ever, dude. Like, we have had some sketchy fucking. I've had people pick me up in, like, Yeah. I've had people pick me up in, like, 1985 fucking Chrysler minivans. Rip seats and
dude,
shit.
I fucking Ubered plenty and I've never had it that experience.
Oh, it's back here.
Well, you've yeah, never I've lived never in the farm countries of Lima, Ohio, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I get to hear you about how great Trump is.
To another standard, though, since you used to be an Uber driver and you were the best.
I don't hold them to any standard. I just want them to, like, fucking. And there's not many of them either. It's hard to find one. So you got to take what you can get. There's slim pickings.
I'm surprised they don't have Amish Uber drivers yet.
Wait, there's Amish Uber drivers here.
Here?
Okay. What do you mean? Like, people who just drive Amish people?
No, I mean, like, horse and buggy.
I will. Okay.
That would be awesome.
I would totally ride
an Amish buggy.
Like, an Amish buggy pulled in with a little Uber sign. I'm getting in with the biggest fucking smile on my face. And the whole time, this dude was like, can I please hold the reins, dude? Please. Could you imagine those horses to follow the GPS? How the fuck does that even work?
And they divorce in Durezzo.
Like, what horse is responsible? Which one of those horses, if you got two horses, which one's responsible for the GPS? Are they both listening? And one's like, all right, hey, we're making a late, so I guess you're taking the lead. Like, how the fuck does that even work? But I guarantee you, if an Amish buggy ever pulls up with an Uber sticker, I'm going to be the happiest fucking guy ever.
What can we call it? Let's start it.
Yeah, let's say make the app.
Let's go to the Amish wood store tomorrow.
Well, the app's already there. We need to get Uber to accept Amish buggies. As parts.
Well, yeah, but how do we cut us in?
Yeah, we need money. Say, you
gotta fuck. We're going to need an ass.
Yeah.
I know how to do that. I can do that in the Apple little developers thing I have. I can build it.
Okay. Yep. Get busy. We need money.
Between that and your new business, we're going to be loaded.
Yeah, we are.
We'll be self-sufficient in no time.
Thank God.
That would be sweet, dude. I'm jealous. I wish I didn't cross next to that. I don't know. Not yet, anyways.
We're a long way off.
Yeah, we're a long way off, but we have, like, we have goals. We want to start. Did we think of a name yet?
We've thought of a lot of names. I think I've given myself too many options.
Did we just draw out of a hat?
No. I don't do fly by the seat of my pants. Whimsy.
Me neither. I'm a planner.
Yeah, I know. You're real organized, structured.
That's pretty much my middle name.
Yep.
By the way, I see your wife talking shit about me already in the chat. You know what? I feel very attacked.
Happens to everybody.
I was ready. It wasn't my fault you weren't ready.
I don't know which.
You found it a nice or something?
Probably more in the afternoon, yeah. But yeah, shit, no, not really anything. Took my kids fishing the other day, but I thought it was not real fun with a 3-year-old.
I can't imagine that being aggressive.
Yeah.
Probably a lot like fishing with Matt.
Do you fish?
Here's the thing. I hate to fish. Well, let me rephrase that. I hated to fish before I met Kim because my stepdad loved to fish. Then I met Kim. Kim actually really enjoys fishing, so I kind of said, I'll try it. Well, I actually really like going and just sitting with my pole in the water.
Yeah, but you're scared of the fish, aren't you? You will touch them?
I'll scale them, but I'm not taking them off the hook.
Well, you got them.
Getting them?
No, I got it. Remember? I got it.
Oh, okay.
I think King is all upset because I only catch 5 fish. I only catch top flies wearing fish out of one of the places we go fishing. They had like a contest and I just caught the prize fish.
Wasatch Mountain State Park.
Well, you actually did catch it?
Yeah, you really did. We have a picture of it.
Yeah.
I swear we've been fishing before, have we?
I don't think
I
so.
Swear,
yeah, we have. Over, we, I think the 3 of us actually went.
Yeah, just like up the dam or something.
You're 100% right. I think we even took Trevor with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
That's funny. That's wild.
That was a while ago. Dude, Willis seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, dude, I was fishing too the other day. I was super stoned, which is awesome to go do. But
I didn't realize
when I stepped onto this thing, like a dock, it was a floating fucking dock.
Did you fall in? Please tell me you fell in.
No, I didn't fall in. Oh, but I thought I was going to fucking fall off the face of the earth for a minute. I was like, what the fuck, TH? This is gravity.
Gravity doesn't exist. What the fuck?
I'm so confused.
Which one is it?
Oh, shit.
Well, he's just going to tell you that just electricity moving inward and outward.
I can't tell that gravity exists when you are fishing. I went after, what, a $3?
Yeah.
Lure?
Yeah, this is how you have my wife.
$1,000, $1,500 phone.
My wife, and I love my wife. And her sisters are the most frugal human beings I've ever met in my entire life. And we're up fishing. Her sister lives at, where's your sister live? Syracuse.
Syracuse.
And we go up there for something, and we go fishing beforehand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to her sister's house, we're going to go fishing. And we go fishing.
Egg hunt.
I was the egg hunt. Her sister does this huge egg hunt every year for all the, like, teenage kids. It's nuts what her sister does, dude. This egg hunt is ridiculous. Like, I'm talking, she spends hundreds of her own dollars. I'm talking, puts, like, thousands of eggs out. Like, ridiculous egg hunt for teenagers every year. So we're up there helping with this, right? We decided we're going to go fishing before the egg hunt. And it's at this little pond thingy that has one of those liners, those slippery liners on the edge. Those, like, black slippery liners. Yeah. And so Kim, her pole gets stuck, right? And
your pole.
Okay, my
got
pole.
Stuck.
The hook gets stuck.
You handle your mat.
And Kim was snagging your pole. All right, I'm listening.
She was unwilling to let the $5 hook go.
That I had just bought.
That she had just bought. So she cuts the hook off. No, she doesn't cut the hook. She goes, I can get to this hook. Well, she proceeds to fall in to the lake.
Shit.
It was like straight down, Matt. Like fucking straight down.
Yeah. I can attest that's how that fucking dock was. Grayson had my little boy's pole to the side and he was getting a fish off of it and then he like turned and then just barely knocked it fucking gone. fuck that. I wasn't going after that fucking
thing. Now she can't see not get out because she keeps slipping on the tarp so she can't climb out. I can't help her because I'm fat and incapable. So now we got a
head laughing.
And I'm laughing hysterically, which was another turns out not the right thing.
Mom laughing hysterically, telling him this joke that I just fell in the water.
Well, because I said she was gonna fall in the water, and then looking back, it's pretty hilarious. There was just a small window.
One with the other one.
I didn't realize what window. I didn't realize that window was open, like the not
falling. Oh, yeah.
So, somebody comes and helps us basically with like a fucking stick to help pull her out. Well, then she ends up getting leaves her brand new, I think almost brand new phone, $1,500 phone, fuck that lake. And gets a hook stuck in her foot.
Rusty one that breaks apart.
Yeah.
We're not insured.
We have no health insurance because guess what? ATI is not. We don't work at ATI anymore, so I have no health insurance.
You don't have health insurance in your job?
I didn't have a job. We were in school.
This was then.
Yeah. I thought this was just barely my
years. No. This is back. So then, now we'll get back to her sister's house. Her sister has to call a doctor friend. We'll call him Dr. X.
Dr. X comes over. His identity.
Yeah, Dr. X comes over and basically performs surgery on my sister-in-law's couch to get this thing out of my wife's foot. It was a crazy day.
He walks
in.
That's
crazy.
With like a grocery sack full of just random first aid supplies and like surgical supplies.
I mean, that is kind of cool though. Like, that's some like Pulp Fiction shit. Like,
yeah.
We can't go to the hospital. Call the wolf. He's going to take it.
What an adventure of a day.
I can't stay seated.
And I still didn't get my lure back.
Let's yeah, start. And you still didn't get the lure button.
Yeah, oh gosh, the phone, nah, the pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy grabs a stick, and Trevor and Matt are just watching him, and this guy's like, maybe 4'10", if that. And this guy's like, ain't me? I'm easily 350 at the time.
What the hell? You guys are just chilling?
Watching him kind of fish me out of this 5-foot-deep pond. He's like, can you guys help me?
Were you just scared you were going to fall in?
I was looking at a particular situation, and I was like, that doesn't look fun at all. I don't want to be where she's at. And I'm not going to lie, the both of us in there doesn't do anybody any good, because then they got both of our big asses out there, so I figure, like, it's kind of like, remember ATI when you have like the enclosed space? You never go in for the guy, right? The other guy gotta die. You gotta save yourself. Like, yeah. If I go in, we both die, and it doesn't make any sense.
I love how, like, you know, you're on a plane and the emergency door opens. Kim fucking is flying out. I have to fucking fly out of there. You're putting on your mask because that. Put your mask on for good. You're no good, Peggy.
I'm sitting next to Mondragon next to the Ghost of Windows.
Hey, I'm just following the instructions that they gave me when I got on the plane. All right. That lady, you know me, honey. I love following rules. And that lady made it very clear that I am to put my mask on before I try to help anybody else. Now, if that happens to unfortunately coincide with you flying out of the plane, I can't be held. Like, that is my fault.
Fuck.
Hilarious.
Any of that debate last week? Have I talked to you since then?
Well, we didn't even really talk about that.
Oh, geez. My God. What a train wreck.
I watched part of it, but then, yeah, I mainly got the cliff notes, but yeah. I don't know what they're going to do, dude. I mean, that was just sad. I mean, even their own party agrees at this point.
Yeah, I watched that. I forget where we were going. I watched it on YouTube. Where were we going?
You keep asking me this.
We were going somewhere, but I watched it on YouTube as we were driving. Now, the whole time, I'm like, we're fucked. Like, we're going yard selling. And I was like,
oh, right.
Democrats are completely fucked. Like, they stand there. I don't care what Trump does. There's no way he loses his election if they're going to they're actually putting Biden up. That guy was so incoherent and so not. They did not juice him up enough. They, like, overjuiced Joe. I don't know what the fuck happened.
They did not give him the Bane juice. That's for sure.
I think the best thing that Biden could do at this point is, like, fail a drug test and be like, I was just stoned the whole time. So.
They fucking just already said he had a cold and a bad night.
Wait, are we
he
saving
asked about him? Fucking the coronavirus and he brought up Medicare for fuck's sake?
Yeah,
they were saving him, dude. Those moderators were saving his ass, and most of he was fucking going and wilding off on whatever the fuck, and they were cutting him short.
He did not answer a single question legibly or like without trailing into something that had nothing to do with anything anybody was talking about the whole entire thing. I was completely like awestruck at like how terrible it was.
Yeah.
It sounds like I don't even gotta say anything fucked up because this guy's just false.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, zero, dude. And TK, yeah, I mean, you don't even have to do anything at this point. When is the next one supposed to be? You know?
I heard they weren't going to do another one.
Yeah, I heard that's what I've been
for sure.
So there was two scheduled, but then I don't know. I've kind of heard the same thing that they're trying to cancel the second one.
But that will be a big fucking, you know, big surprise. I didn't realize that CNN was the one that gave the rules to RFK that he didn't meet the criteria. It was fucking CNN. I mean, I get that they're his political opponents. Fucking don't put it on CNN then. What are we doing? Yeah. Put every candidate into the debate, and they should have fucking wanted him in the debate too.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they just don't want him in the debate. That's the problem.
Because they're scared of him. Yeah, I get it, but I just, that's fucking wild, dude.
Well, yeah, because he's watching
any of his?
I didn't see any of his stuff.
Yeah, because he did his own shit. Did you know that?
I didn't even know he was doing something. Now I want to go watch it.
Yeah, dude, he did his own, like, his own debate. Like, he answered the questions in real time as they were answering him.
Really? He
did his own. Yeah.
See, I bet I could find it on YouTube. I'll have to watch
that
later.
A lot of people, like, say that he fucking won the debate, even though he wasn't really in it. But just that his answers to those same questions were way better, you know.
He's the best guy for it, to be honest with you. Right? Out of the people that we have that we know that are running, I think he's the best guy.
Who is?
That's the thing. Okay. Even if I felt that way, it's just like pointless to even for me to even feel that way. You know he's not going to win. Independent's not going to. It's just, I don't know.
Until enough people vote for him. I mean, at some point, enough people have to get it out of their head. Because I'm the same way, right?
Like, yeah.
A vote for him is probably a waste, and I'm still going to vote for him if he's on the
list. Yeah, I'm not saying you ought to. Yeah, for sure.
I know it's probably a waste.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, like, you still want to listen to and hear great points to all these things that you would do. It's, I guess. It's just like, dude, you're not going to, there's just no way. Even though they were talking about that, too, if Biden were something to happen to him, you know, whatever, unfit, and they take him out. If the Democrats would ever go to RFK to run for them. And he said he was open to the conversation when they just brought it up. They just talked to him about it, like, on Monday. It's like,
Be a good move.
If they want to win, I don't know how else they're going to fucking win. Who are you going to put there?
I think he could beat Trump.
Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Gavin Newsom. Like, they fucking have no.
Michelle Obama's not a politician. I don't think she wants anything to do with it. They want, like, these popular people. Like, they're going for this whole, like, let's, like, who would win, like, a popularity contest? Like, I want someone that could actually beat Trump. I think RFK's the guy.
I think Michelle Obama could. I know she doesn't really. I know she didn't want it, but I think she might step up.
Shit, I think they're all fucking in on all of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're gonna fucking figure something out.
Conspiracy theory of the week, Mondrian.
That's just look at it, dude. There is no fucking conspiracy theory. Just fucking look at it. Why is Obama around with Biden everywhere he fucking goes?
Well, someone's got to show Biden where to go. Someone's got to walk all out.
Fucking walk into
the wrong fucking huddle on the football field because he got a fucking concussion.
So the second debate is scheduled for September 10th. Tuesday, September 10th, after both candidates formally accept their party's nominations.
I don't know. See. I know that since that debate, every Democrat I've heard talk basically one thinks he needs to step down.
Yeah. You know what's wild? Did you see on CNN when they were talking about it?
No.
That they were saying that he's been at that Camp David for a week and he knew all the questions too.
I still couldn't get it.
On CNN.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
He's given the fucking questions, though. They're not supposed to be given the questions.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they both were, though. Like, that's the thing. Once they got rid of the old people who used to run these debates, and, like, it's this new system. I think they both sides got the questions. I think it's this whole new system. We'll have to look that up. I could be wrong, but like I know, like because they got rid of like the people who used to run it for basically since the 80s. Well, you saw that person on that debate I just sent you today. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like, I thought, I don't know, Kim, if you could bring that up, but I thought that guy could run a debate like nobody's fucking business. He got cut people. I was like, they tried to answer something that was completely out of, had nothing to do with the question. He'd be like, yeah, that's not really what I asked you. We're going to go ahead and move on.
Yeah, that's what they, every time, dude, that's what they all did. It's just...
Who did the last one? That's what you want me to pull up?
No, I sent on the chat about this. It was a TikTok of some guy running a 7-4-0 debate. It was like the best debate runner I've ever seen. Like, he's like, so, like, one guy got a DUI, and he's like, so, we're not going to talk about what you did do, but just in case people don't know, you were doing 90. Looked like you were, the cops thought you were trying to race them. And, like, you blew like 3 times over the legal limit, blah, blah, blah. And it kept going on. But we're not going to talk about that. What we want to talk about is what you didn't tell the public. It's like how you didn't tell them you had that DUI when you were put in the office or whatever. And the guy just looks all kinds of fucking dumbfounded. And the guy tried to like answer something else. And you're like, no, that's not what I asked you. If we're just not going to answer, then we're just going to go on to the next subject.
Yeah, that's why I like when he called that girl that. Like, he's got plenty of answers. If you didn't, remove her.
If it's that one, it's gone. Oh. Take it down.
They took it down.
Wow.
I don't know. No, that's not. Why. That's a weed one. I think he must have just sent it to Mondragon.
I think he just sent it to me.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Jerk.
I'll see how to go find it, because I think it's... Oh, here it is.
Cool.
I'm gonna share this.
Did you hear Biden's wife talking to him like a little kid after?
No, I heard. Well, I did see her like walking him like a little kid after.
Yeah. And just, Joe, you did so good. You answered all the questions.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not embellishing at all.
Like, the sad thing is, I heard that.
So embarrassing.
Embarrassing is that's the whole thing. It's like, that's our president now. Whether, you know, re-elect is one thing, but damn. That and the most popular person in the world right now is the Hawk 2 girl.
I was going to say, I keep saying Hawk 2 at 24.
Well,
I'm like, that. Those are our top three options. Good. Jesus Christ.
Welcome to America.
America.
Idiocracy in fucking real time.
I want to move to like Scandinavia. Like,
well, some place is not completely fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna bring this up. Can you guys hear that?
Not yet.
Not yet.
What? I don't know if you're playing it. On my scene.
No, you haven't hit play, I don't think. Oh.
Still don't hear it though.
Really, you don't hear it?
Nope. What happened? And there you go. We lost you.
Well, we tried.
Hello?
I'm still here. It's still recording.
It's still recording?
Oh. Yeah, cool. I'm back.
All right. Okay. He says he's back.
All right, cool.
That's us. You guys can hear it, though.
Yeah, no worries. Oh, that's what you were doing. I forgot. Okay.
I can't hear you now.
You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear Matt Pierce. Matt, say something.
I love you.
I can't hear you through the headphones now.
Should I hear you?
Hey, it's all duh.
And see, this is why I shouldn't be allowed to play with stuff. Oh, let me stop my screen share. That might help. Sorry, guys.
You're okay.
Nah, we're good, dude.
That's why I shouldn't be allowed to fuck with shit.
You know, maybe it's a sign.
This has been a good time.
What the fuck? I lost my dragon.
I've still got my dragon.
Can you hear me, my dragon?
My dragon, can you hear me?
Hello?
Now my dragon can't hear me either. We'll probably have to do an ending and edit it.
Are you there?
Hello?
Matt. Are you there?
Yep. Matt.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's still here.
Alright, so I just shouldn't screen share anyone. That's what I'm getting at.
No, it's a fucking Mac.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ain't playing well together.
No, they're not.
It's a pain in the ass.
Well, they are, but they're not. Who knows?
I said the whole thing is they're fucking badass.
No, I'm figuring. I'm getting better every week.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Yeah,
it's
rolling. It's nice to have someone pulling up.
Yeah, that's why
I have to figure it out so we always can hear it. I guess it don't really matter sometimes, but it'd be nice to react to videos too.
Well, yeah, no. We'll figure out the hearing part. That's why I'll mess with that. I'll mess with that this week.
But yeah.
Let's do Price Pride to end it, though, since I know
it fucked
it up. Yeah,
dude, that was a good one.
We should go smoke. Worries.
What did you say?
I said, I feel like we should go smoke.
Kim thinks we need to go smoke, and I don't know.
Saturday.
You guys have a lot of dispensaries there?
Yeah, dude, we're flooded. We didn't at first. When I first got here, now there's a fucking everywhere.
Well, is that good for prices?
I mean, it's starting to be at first. I mean, it's still pretty pricey, though. It's pricey out here.
Like, we get, like, how much we pay for those pre-rolls?
There's also, like, three.
Seven for 15?
Yeah.
Seven pre-rolls?
Yeah.
Infused pre-rolls.
Are they smaller or bigger?
No.
Or
1 gram? 1 gram.
Seven of them for $15 and they're infused?
If you go to Michigan.
We're criminals.
Like, 200 milligram gummies are $2.
Jeez, yeah, no, we're way high. Fucking yeah, a pack of pre-rolls, like the 5-pack of minis is like $20 out here.
Yeah, that's how Ohio is.
Fuck that. Yeah. Ohio is, you know.
Yeah, for the medical stuff.
Yeah, that's what I am. I smoke plenty, but I'm trying to watch it, dude. It's so fucking pricey.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta catch myself because, yeah, I'll fucking light a vape whenever I let alone. Yeah, vaping is so easy, you know?
It's like a habit, right? It's at this point, I, like, need some other, like, thing in my hand just to fidget with, you know?
It makes playing gears a lot easier, I can tell you that.
Dude, that's how I get good. When I search, like, getting those MVPs and going crazy is because I'm super stubborn.
That's the thing where I can stand getting murdered all the time.
I don't know what it is, man. It focuses me on video games bad. I don't know why.
I get focused on getting murdered.
Getting killed. Watch those videos. You're doing it. I saw you. Dude. I was watching last time I played. You're moving around, right?
I did watch those videos, but my guy doesn't move like that fucking dude. I can tell you
Did you take advice in that one video, though, and go to a lobby just by yourself?
What do you mean go to a lobby just by yourself?
In one of those videos... I swear I
didn't see that.
Yeah, it tells you like how to do the settings to go to a lobby. So you're just like, you can get into a lobby where it's just your guy and there's no one else, not your enemies. And then that way you can just fuck around and get used. Cause all it is like a movement thing. Like it's getting used to the A sliding. Once you figure that out, dude, that game's gonna be so much funner to you. Cause that's half the battle. Well, I wouldn't even worry about the shooting. I would get used to that wall sliding shit.
That's
figuring out his sensitivity and stuff.
I know, I tried A so much, you'd think I'm trying to fucking finger somebody. But not in a good way, because nothing ever happens. So I was like, I'm not getting there, you know? Like,
can't find it.
Dude, yeah, I'm not finding little man in the boat.
Wrong button.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking hitting B when I should be hitting. God damn it. No wonder she's getting mad at me.
You've been listening to Nothing Else Matters with Matt and Matt. Two dudes with some serious opinions. No PhDs in anything, but you can bet your ass they're having fun. And seeing how you made it to the end, you're now one of us. We hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we had doing it. So make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on TikTok at Nothing Else Matters Pod. Y'all be cool, like we know you will. And see you next time on Nothing Else Matters.